Shmiya Kol Echod. So here in the Pesach Zvihi Ki Echod, they're all like together. Levechatzrim means the one playing the trumpets. Lamesherim, the one singing. Lahashmiya Kol Echod, you all have like one voice. So Rashi says, Vayhi Ki Echod Mashma Filo Zakein, even the old Levium. Kol Echod, Shetzrichem Levasrim Es Kolim, you have to have a sweet voice. Sheinirik Kol Echod. So Kol Zaman, the Levi could sing nicely, he's able to do he could do his shir. When his voice is not good anymore, then he can't do the shir. They had before, it says, Achi Yaskin, Mashenkin by Koyin, he could do the avoid until he becomes very old. So until he grows old, the Gemara's question is, At Kamo, till how old is he that he has to stop? So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Chanina, Achi Yasis, means till he begins to tremble, he starts to shake. He can't, Rashi says, Yodav Raglev, his feet or hands start to tremble. So he has no koyach, then he has to stop doing the avodah. It's not awesome. We learned the Mishnah Mikvois, Balei Keri Shetoval, or Bal Keri means a person that let out Zera came out, and he went to the mikvah. Bal Keri knows Tame, his Tumah one day, so he went to the mikvah. But for Lehitul Mayim, he did not go to the Beis Hakista, he didn't let out water, urine yet. Lehito mayim after the zera came out. So locher is lekishayito later when he lets out the meraglayim the first time is tummy, he becomes tummy again, because we said there's still some zera inside in his omo and it doesn't come out till the meraglayim comes out. So when the first meraglayim comes out, we said there's some shikva zera left in there, and when it comes out from the time of the person, the Rashi says because shikva zera is matama b'cholshu. No matter how small it is that comes out of the body, it's metamiyu. So for the first time you mount the meraglayim, some more comes out, then it becomes tami. Rabbi Yosi says it depends. Rabbi Yosi aimer techaylo v'zokein tami. If the person is sick or else he's older, and then not all the zera comes out the first shot, and therefore it becomes tami later the first time he lets out the meraglayim, he urinates. But b'yelad u'b'bari, if he's a young one or a healthy person, then tor, then the mice is tor, and like Rashi says, the mikor nafakulei, because then we say all the zera came out the first time. See, but then he went to the mikvah. So even though afterwards he let out meraglayim, we do not say any zera came out with it. So Mora says yelud, like a boy, a child, at kamatul, how old is still called yelud? Amar Rav Lezer, Amar Rav Chanina, kol shoymed a raglay achas. He could stand on one foot, and the other foot he could take off the shoe, or else he could put back his shoe on. If he's that healthy, he could do this. He's still called a yelid. In other words, the yelid and bar is like one thing, like calls the mind young and healthy. So what's called young and healthy? If he could do this type of work on one foot, he could take off the other shoe and put it on. And the Gemara says, Omru Olav, it was set upon our Rabbi Chanina, that Shehoyah ben Shemoinim Shon, he was 80 years old. Voyoymed Aragli, he was standing on his feet. He was able to, Voyoymed Aragli Achas, he was able to stand on one foot, Aragli Achas, Vocholetz Manol, and he could take off his shoe, Vinoymanol, and put on his shoe. So he was like healthy even at 80 years old. Omar Rabbi Chanino, Rabbi Chanino said like this, that Chamin, the hot water, the shaman and the oil, that my mother used to shmir upon me when I was young, that still retained my health. I was able to do such things even though he was so old. Tana Rabbanan learned like this, when the person has a beard, becomes over by mitzvah, when he has a beard, his beard grows completely, then royal asa shliach tzibur, then he's fit to be a shliach tzibur. Rashi says, I mean to say, lechol tzachayim letkaya shayfa, the blowing shayfa, or to be manana parnis. And when you have a beard, then you're fit to be a shliach for the tzibur. And who are din? Blair of me'ateva, to be our like shliach tzibur, to go down davin in front of the yomit. Felisa of kapav, and then he's fit to duchen also a kayin. Now, me'imusai koshali avoido, when is a kayin fit to do the avoido? Meshiyovishne Cyrus, as soon as it comes by mitzvah. But a katan, not like Rashi said, the siv ish, he's aruch, you have to be an ish. But once you're a golden, once you're by mitzvah, when you have two siris, then you're fit to do the avoda. Now, Rebbe says, I'm running, I say like this, Achiyo ben Esum, no, a kain is not fit to do the avoda until he's 20 years old. And Om Rav Chizda, my time with Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? You see, the Pasuk says, Vayamidu es halavim, v'ben esrim shonu v'malo, l'natzeach ha'amalechus beis Hashem. Like Lasech means the oversight, to be above, to watch over the melechus, the building of the beis Hashem. So you see, the Pasuk says, even though it says levim, m'zuzi means kanim, as mashma, they don't do the avoid until they're 20 years old. V'iduch, what does the Tanakhama say? L'natzeach shani, to be appointed over, to watch over it. Rashi says, Naseh Shani Dimashma, Lavar Avoidis Kvoidom, Hatsricha Nitzuch. Do the hard Avoidom, to be like a master over it, that time you have to be 20 years old. But do the regular Avoidom, it's enough to be 13. Fred Yumorai, Vo High Krob, Levim. So this post is talking about Levim. So what's the Rai about a Kayin? Rashi says, "We amru b'udi and yisolam melu b'koil." It is only psul by koil. So my answer is, "Can Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi?" The Yom Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi that the esrim v'avur mekaymus. There are 24 places that nikro kanim levim. But the pasuk calls a kayin a Levi, even though it says levim here, it really means a kayin. V'ze'echad me'am. This is one of them. Pasuk says, "V'kahanim alevim b'nei tzaddik." Says the word levim here, and it means the kahanim. So you see, when the pasuk says Levi, it means a kohen. Vashem de'akochoch tzadik kohen hoyu v'koru lo lebon of Leviim al shem shem mishevet Levi heim. They come from Shevet Levi. Tana Rabbanan like this. The pasuk says is mizaracho l'doroisam that was zera of kohen. He could do the avoda. That mikan omri of loza kotin posel avoda. Now if you have a kohen that's a kotin, he's not called an ish yet. He's supposed to do the avoida, ish v'loy cotton. The afilu tam, even though the cotton is a tam, he has no mum, still he's supposed to do the avoida. Me'aymasai koshal the avoida. When is he fit to do the avoida? Mishiyavish tei Cyrus. We have to become bar mitzvah, and then he has two Cyrus. Then he's fit. That's a godly. He's fit to do. He's called an ish. Then he's fit to do the avoida. Avol ochiv akhanim eimanich noy salaver dashir ben chof. But the mice of the minig was the kahana, they not let them do the avoid until they became 20 years old. That's not like a minig, like midirabonin. But about the midiraisa, that once they become 13, a godol, they are fit to do the avoid. Ika the army, some say, ho Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe, via filup sul dirabonin, less lay. That even according to Rebbe, there's no psul midirabonin. Whereas even though before Rebbe was the one that said that they're not kosher to do the avoid until 20, but now the Bride of Gemara is teaching us that even according to Rebbe, it's not a psul and b'dievid is possible, and afilu midrabbanan is not even a psul b'dievid. Just that the kahanim, the brothers, did not let them do it. Like lechatchila, they didn't let them do it. But avada b'dievid, if they would do the avoid, they would be kosher, even according to Rebbe. And v'kadiyami, some say no, Rebbe is lay psul midrabbanan. The Ravad, according to Rebbe Taka, would be possible with Rabbanin. For Horn over here, it's Rabbanin he. Here goes according to Rabbanin Shita. L'chadchilahu, even though the Rabbanin before said there's no psul, they could do the avoida when they're 13, but l'chadchilahu, the Kahanim used to have a minig not to let them do the avoida until they were 20. Avu di'evet, avu dosik shere, but avadi b'di'evet, the Kohen did the avoida after he was a mitzvah in a chanami, avada, the avoida is kosher. That's the Shal, I don't learn Shan Rebbe. Does Rebbe mean that with Rabbon and Tak it's possible, even with the Ebed under 20? And therefore that's only going according to Rabbon in here? Or maybe no, even according to Rebbe, it's also only Lechatchila not to let them do the avoid until 20. But if they do the avoid, the avoid is kosher, even with Rabbon. Now the Mishnah says, Tor b'kli cheres. What has a Tyra about a kli cheres is not Makabatumah from the outside, is Tome b'chol ha-kelim. All other kelim is mekabel tumah from the outside of the kli, like we'll see in the Gemara. But Torah b'chol ha-kelim, things that are Torah about all other kelim, meaning if the tumah does not touch the kli, it just goes inside the arbor, the ear of the kli, it's not tumah, it's Torah. But tumah b'kli cheres, by kli cheres is the opposite. If something just goes inside the arbor of the kli cheres, it automatically makes the kli tumah. Now, Torah about a word like this. Avir kli cheres tumi. Anything that goes inside the avir, inside the air, the space of a kli cheres, even though the cheres does not touch the wall of the kli, it only goes inside the avir, it's metama, the kli. But the gabay tor, if the cheres touches the outside of the kli cheres, it's not makabotum, it doesn't become tumi. But avir kol hakelim, if a sheretz touches, just goes inside the aver of a metal kli or wooden kli, tor, the kli remains tor. But for gavin tomei, if a sheretz touches the outside of a kli, then taker it is tomei. Nimsa comes out that tor of a kli cheres, what's tor about a kli cheres, is tomei b'chol hakeim, is tomei b'chol hakeilim. And tor b'chol hakeim, what's tor about kol hakeilim, is tomei b'chol hakeilim, as taker tomei by kli cheres. That's like our Mishnah says, that's the contrast between one to another. Now the Gemara says, how do we know these Yisraelis? That a Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tumah from inside and not from the outside. The Tana Rabbah learned like this, Toichai. The Pasuk says that Kli Cheres is something comes in Toichai. Rashi says, V'chol Kli Cheres Ashiyipo Mehem Al Toichai, something falls inside them. So we dash in Riata Pishla Noga, even though the sheretz does not touch the inside of the kli, just goes inside the avir, the air of the kli, it's tamei. So most of the time you're telling me Apa Pishla Noga, even though the sheretz, the tamei, does not touch the kli. Or Yehna, maybe not that way. Elim came Noga, maybe it has to go inside and touch the kli. How do you know to say it's just enough to go inside the avir without touching the sides of the kli? So Mar says, Rabbi Yehnesin ben Aftul Mesayim, he says like this. That Nehemiah the Pasuk says, Toichoi l'tomei, says the word Toichoi by being Tomei. Rashi says, Keshakli metame oichlin, Shem Toichoi, Dechsev kol Hashem Toichoi yitma. There's one parasha, we have food inside a Kli Cheres, and then the Kli becomes Tomei, that is a Chiddush, anything inside the Kli becomes Tomei also. And Nehemiah Toichoi l'tomei, it also says the word toichoi when the sheretz first comes inside the kli to be metama the kli. If so, it says the word toichoi twice. Once, if the kli is already tummy, it's be metama what's inside it. Or else when the kli itself is be metama tumma. Mat, if so, mat toichoi yom litame. Just like the first time toichoi, when the kli itself is tummy, then it's be metama with whatever's inside it. Afa pishle noga. Even though the food is not touching the side of the kli. As long as the food is inside this kli, it becomes tummy from the kli itself. Is af toichoi, who are dim, when we're talking about when the sheretz comes inside the kli to matama the kli, af toichoi omo litma to be matama the kli, is af el pishle noga, even though the sheretz does not touch the walls of the kli, as long as it goes just inside the avra of the kli becomes tummy. Now the Gemara says, V'hosam there, when the kli is tummy already, how do we know any food that's inside the avir becomes tummy? V'hosam inolon, because Omer Reb Yenison, Yenison says, Ha'tayri id, the Torah says like Eidus, the Rashi says, because the Chsiv says, Kol Asher B'teichoid, is Ha'tayri idu, al kli cheres, by kli cheres, that anything inside is tummy, v'yafilu mole chardol, even though it's full of mustard seeds. Now full of mustard seeds, every seed is very small. So true, just the out layer is touching the sides of the kli, but the inside of the mustards are not touching the kli, and still all the mustard seeds inside is tamei. So it must be, even though the food is not touching the kli itself, it's just inside the avir, it's also tamei. So mero, this toichai is megal on the other toichai, you would in the katkila, when the kli is being the kabo tumah from the sheretz does not have to touch the sides of the kli, as long as it's just inside the avir of the kli. All right, we'll stop here.